Hachette Audio presents Days of Blood and Starlight, written by Lainey Taylor, read by Christine Vam.
For Jim, extremely. Once upon a time, an angel and a devil held a wishbone between them, and its snap split the world in two. Chapter 1. The Girl on the Bridge. Prague, early May. The sky weighed gray over fairy tale rooftops, and all the world was watching. Satellites had even been tasked to surveil the Charles Bridge in case the visitors returned. Strange things had happened in this city before, but not this strange, at least not since video existed to prove it, or to milk it.
Please, tell me you have to pee.
What?
No.
No, I do not. Don't even ask.
Oh, come on.
I'd do it myself if I could, but I can't. I'm a girl. I know. Life is so unfair. I'm still not going to pee on Karu's ex-boyfriend for you.
What? I wasn't even going to ask you to.
In her most reasonable tone, Zuzana explained,
I just want you to pee in a balloon so I can drop it on him.
Oh. Mick pretended to consider this for approximately 1.5 seconds.
No.
Zuzana exhaled heavily through her mouth.
Fine, but you know he deserves it.
The target was standing 10 feet in front of them with a full international news crew giving an interview. It was not his first interview. It was not even his 10th. Zuzana had lost count. What made this one especially irksome was that he was conducting it on the front steps of Karu's apartment building, which had already gotten quite enough attention from various police and security agencies without the address being splashed on the news for all and sundry. Kaz was busily making a name for himself as the ex-boyfriend of the girl on the bridge, as Karu was being called in the wake of the extraordinary melee that had fixed the eyes of the world on Prague.
Angels, breathed the reporter,
who was young and pretty in the usual catalog model meets assassin way of TV reporters.
Did you have any idea?
Kaz.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?